Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to warn you guys, today is going to be a little bit of a different show because I'm going to put a lot of pressure on you. And the pressure I'm going to put on you is to look within yourself and soul search, because I think there are many things that happen in life that makes one soul search. And I'm going to use myself as an example because I think that's always the best way to do it. And by the way, I'm not giving you Dr. Phil here, but I learned through many, many years of therapy, relationship therapy, things like that, and finding out who I was, that you got to really look at yourself before you start projecting onto other people. And I'm going to tell you what I do. I get up every morning between 3:30 and 4 o'clock, and I do this nonverbal, unwitting assessment of my life and begin thinking about my day and how I'm going to make it through the day. Now, don't panic. It's not some fatalistic thing like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to make it today. No, it's not like that. It's more like, okay, you're in this thing called life. Figure it out, kind of a way of thinking. And I'll give you an example. I'm in a strategy process of my movie site called the Flick Fest. So I start talking to England, where I have a partner, a place called GMA. They supply us with a lot of movies. I start talking to directors because they've set me up with directors who we're going to green light films on. I have to talk to techies because we've obviously got a technical platform. Potential investors throughout the day at some point, actual investors, etc. And all of that is because I want the Flick Fest to be huge by the end of the year. Now, here's what's interesting. It's not personal. It is to a degree. It's part of my plan, but it's more of how does it fit into the scheme of things that I want to change? What's going to be my footprint, my legacy that I leave on this planet, on this, whatever we call it, this conservative movement at the end of the day? And in a strange kind of way, it keeps me motivated. My thoughts around what I do in my daily routine, folks, they're almost reptilian. I get up, get on some clothes, I go down, I let my dog out, he does his thing, I then bring him in, I put his water dish down, I feed him. I mean, it's just, if you were a mafioso and you were trying to get me, that's the time to get me, because my mind is just, and I probably do 20, 30, 40 things that happen every single day that I don't even remember doing. But my actions after all of that, once I get into the core, I leave the reptilian brain, I become very strategic, like building the Flick Fest, or, for example, planning a comedy tour. We look at locations. We have to look at venues. We have to look at what it's going to be with the Evites. We have to look at the marketing. We started building our what we call sizzle reel, so we could get it out to people that want to help us to fund the comedy tours. We have people out doing ad hoc surveys. We're pushing things out to the database. Maybe you'll get an email here shortly saying, hey, you want to kick in a buck or two for the comedy tour, and so on. So there's all these activities, and it fuels it. And it also fuels me. And so I hope that something we say today fuels you, because I know we all do much the same. You get up, there's a routine that you do, and then there's something that drives the routine, that puts passion in your life. The reason why this came up and I thought about it was my father-in-law passed away a couple of days ago. And there was so much I wanted to do with him, because he had surgery. He's like a cat. He probably survived 3-4 times, surgeries that he never should have. He had multiple things that he could have taken him out. We kept going, and he had chronic pain in his back. Finally got him an operation where he could get back on his Harley, et cetera, et cetera. And the last conversation that I had with him in earnest was, hey, man, what else are we going to check off the bucket list? And he was like, you know, because he wanted to go to Sturgis. I was like, man, we'll make that happen. This will be the year we make that happen. You know, you're always putting it out there. And he went peacefully in his sleep. God bless him. And he got up every morning after he had that surgery because we would ask, hey, how's his back? Oh, it feels a lot better. You know, it's not quite there, blah, blah, blah. But he had something to work for, something to look forward to. And I think that it does drive us. It makes us, I don't know when God's going to take me out, but I know this. I get up every morning. I don't think about it, not until it's in your face like it is right now. But it does make me think. I tell you guys on the radio sometimes, I don't hear from my friends. They're getting older. I wonder, are they still? Are you around? Am I going to get the call? Oh, yeah, man, you know, he died a few weeks ago or a month ago or a year ago because we haven't been in touch. It's not meant to be turned into that because I'm really going to be talking about the Democrats. Because, see, here's the thing. The Democrats don't get up in the morning with that. They get up in the morning with one goal. To protect their lie. That's what they get up to do. Their whole modus operandi is, don't let people know who I really am. Don't let people know that the ideas I have are idiotic. I'll figure it out here. Don't let people know that I know they're aware of who I am. Keep that mask on. Keep that lie going. Because when I first got up and I was going to start the show, my question to the audience was going to be, what can Democrats possibly run on in 2022 and then in the next presidential election? And there's only one obvious answer. Nothing. I give them credit for stealing trillions of dollars over a scam. But what was their real cost? They have to believe that the public has a short memory and is going to forget all the carnage that they've inflicted in 1 year. And it could be true. I don't think it's true of us. I think it's true of their public. I theorize that they thought the death post would kill everybody off and it would only be them voting themselves in. I can only predict that was what they were thinking, but they got some bad news ahead. And when we come back, we will discuss that. Rest in peace, Jeff. We're going to miss you, man. Wish we got to check off a few more things on that bucket list. Love you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How will Democrats manage in 2022 and 2024? In a word, pathetically. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. If you're new to the program, get your shirt. So I still keep, there's an exchange I'm having with this woman, Carol, about the Wu flu vaccines. I'm probably going to make a show about it because I did part of an hour on another show about Kathy, who sent me a very, very similar note. I don't know if Kathy and Carol are the same person or their sisters, but they keep chastising me because of such misinformation. And I think to myself, first of all, I'm not news. And number one, and number two, they always question my, they think they're going to put me off balance by saying, well, you're no expert. You're no, you know, epidemiologist or virologist or whatever. And I go, you aren't either. Yeah, but I'm referencing the experts. Well, so am I. See, people do not understand. I have a brain that is so freaking awesome. You cannot, you have to understand, I've looked at things from all different angles. You're not going to get me. And by the time I come to my conclusion, you're wrong. It's that simple. And you want to know why I can tell you that? Because when I don't know something, I keep my mouth shut. And here's another little trick. If I think I know something, but I'm not really sure, I come at it in a questioning way. I don't come at it from a dogmatic, here's the way it is, cause, you know, I don't say to you, you know, something like, the way you're fixing that car, there are experts that think that they are better at fixing that car, and you don't seem to know what you're doing because I've checked with my experts on fixing that car. I go, hey, I was looking at this YouTube video and a guy was saying something a little different than you. What do you think about him? I'm going to inquire. These people come at you like you, they know more. It's funny to me, too. They have no, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here, but they don't have a fraction of the intellect, because if they did, the questions and the probing that I'm doing is freaking genius. Dare I say so myself? It is. If it were not so, I would not say it. I feel like I'm getting biblical. If it were not so, Jesus would not have said it. But think what you want about me. I'm an intellect. I'm a Mensen. I'm not some chump out here spitting stuff out on the radio strictly for your amusement. I promise you I'm not. It's pretty well researched what I do. And I realize there are a lot of retired people listening to the show, but let me tell you something. If you're putting in more hours into your work than I put into mine, God bless you. I hope you're getting a check, because I ain't. It's okay, people. It's okay. No reparations. I'm not trying to get to your money. I hope you'll donate. I got a lot of good donors, people that help us out. God bless them. Albert is number one on my list. Bob and Carol, many others. Many others. Ruth, my sugar mama. Ruth's going to be, what, 97 this year? We may go on and we may renew our vows, me and Ruth. Anyway, consider the problems of the Democrats, folks. Woke. Woke is dying. Woke is getting re-awoke, reawakened, whatever. Democrats are going to try to preserve woke as long as possible, folks, but it's dying. It's dying in corporate America. It's dying in academia. It's dying with you, the general public. Leftists who were formerly woke are sick of woke. Thank yourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Thank yourselves. You're no longer letting woke be part of what you do every day. Oh, my gosh, I got to say this, I got to do this, I got to be politically correct. You know, screw you. If, let me put it to you this way. If you're a friend of mine, and I get this so often, it's funny to me. I say this, if I offend you easily, don't be my friend. If you think you're offending me, you don't need to be my friend. Say what you want to say. If I got a problem with it, I promise you, I'll say, hey, come on, man. But and it won't be the end of our friendship. See, that's the other thing. We don't have to be all, oh, my God, he said one thing. Holy cow, do you understand that the leftists have people on such fear? You say one thing and it's over. Your career is over. Your friendship is over. Everything that you work hard in life to build can be over in a split second. Can you imagine walking around with that level of fear? I wish you people could feel what it feels like to be Kevin Jackson. To tell you to go pleasure yourself and not worry about it. To be able to say to yourself, you know what? If I have to live in obscurity, if it is just me and my little cadre of Navy SEAL-like, steely-eyed, you know, SEAL friends, then that's it. I don't care. The rest of the world can go to H-E double crooked socks. That's an amazing feeling. Because you know everybody around you is genuine. You ought to try it. Democrats don't. So, critical race theory, on a death, I mean, it's on its deathbed. The governor of Virginia took over. Done. Other places, done. People recognizing it for what it is. And despite the leftists, we've been critical race theory. And if you don't want to get rid of the filibuster, well, you just, that's white supremacy and white supremacy. And y'all just afraid of teaching people about black folks and y'all, whatever. You know what? If that's the way you want to live your life through some ethnocentric BS, go for it. But you know what? It's dying. And I can give you the numbers. I've already given them to you. Poll numbers, whatever. It's all dying. Today's show, I'm going to tell you right now, is a little different. There's news. There's news out there. I'll cover some of it. I don't, maybe not. I mean, I don't know what we're going to get to. But this is one. This is a show. If you ever want to put your backbone in before you get in your suit and you go out into the world, this will be the show you should come back and listen to. Because you know what? I got up this morning, second day after my father-in-law passed away, and it gave me a different perspective. I watched the guy who should have died, and many times he wanted to die. He said, I'm so sick of this pain. I'm so sick of all these things my body's going through. And he finally gets it right, and we start planning, and he goes peacefully, but he went knowing that there were goals, things he wanted to achieve. And I said, you know what? I hope I can give some people inspiration to keep going. I know I do it every day in the show, but today is different. It is. I do it every day, because, not because I'm, again, I'm not putting on or anything, just a different mindset. I do it every day because I believe it. You are rallying. Conservatives are rallying. We're fighting back tooth and nail. You know what we're doing? We're developing our own social media. We've developed our own media. We're developing our own stars, if you want to call them that. I hope nobody in this business considers himself a star. I hope they consider themselves one more beacon, and that we are going to network these beacons, and we're going to crush these clowns this year and in 2024. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Clean up on aisle 7. President Biden is attempting to clean up a remark he made about the tense situation between Russia and Ukraine. There are fears Russia will invade, and Biden used the phrase minor incursion when talking with reporters on Wednesday. He came back today and said it's an invasion if any Russian forces cross the border.
Let there be no doubt at all that if
Putin makes this choice, Russia will pay a heavy price.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes President Biden had a very productive first year in office. The California Democrat adding there's still a lot more for the president to do.
As we all know, much more needs to be done, but we have made great progress in this year.
Pelosi emphasizing the importance of the COVID relief package passed last year. USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Honduras for the inauguration of Xiomara Castro. VP Harris recently announced new commitments from the private sector to invest in the Northern Triangle nations of Central America as part of the effort to address root causes of migration from the region. As far as if the administration is going about things the proper way, Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden tells Fox News.
The answer is to secure our own border. Because if our border's secure, if we're not encouraging migrants to make that journey and come to our southern border, then they're not going to do it. I don't think that they're taking their cues from their local corrupt government.
Approximately 200,000 vehicles are being recalled by Ford Motor Company due to an issue with the brake lights. The notice covering 2014 and 2015 Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ models and some 2015 Mustang coupes. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are frauds. People now know it. There's no way to put another mask on and say, oh, here's my public persona and here's my personal persona, my private persona. No, Democrats, people know Democrats are frauds, whether they're in public or behind closed doors, period. And that's why so many of them are leaving. So many of them are embarrassed to be Democrats. People are embarrassed to say they voted for Biden, a handful that did. People are embarrassed to say that they helped to cheat for Biden. People are embarrassed to say they were happy that Trump was overthrown. People are embarrassed to say Joe Biden is running the country. I could go on. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. People are recognizing what's happening. That used to think that everything that represented Democrats was for the greater good. You know what? Most of them are discovering the Wu-Flu fraud, one form or another. Ah, I get the nation.
Kevin, I had 15 family members next to me die. 15 of them.
Hey, let me give you a little hint, people. Your family members are going to die. They were going to die before Wu-Flu hit. They're going to die after whatever the next fake news pandemic scam that the Democrats put together. You're going to die.
You're downplaying the seriousness of Wu-Flu.
Whatever. Oh, and then the other thing, they send me, oh, look at this guy. He was an anti-vaxxer and he died. Hey, you want to know something? You Nazi vax Nazis? Your people are dying every day after getting the vaccine. Explain it, please. I'm so sick of them. They act like they got, they, you know what's funny? They accuse us of being sanctimonious. Oh, Kevin, there you are with your Christianity and your God. And there you are feeling all high and mighty and sanctimonious. We are so far from that. You know what? I'll just tell you, metaphorically, I slap every one of those suckers because we are anything but sanctimonious. Just because we actually look at things and have a belief in something and we don't push it on them, we're called sanctimonious. Look at what these clowns do. Look, for the record, many people that think like I do got vaccinated. But they're not pushing me. But these sanctimonious suckers believe they should be able to tell me, a free black man, a free-range Negro, what to think and how to be and all that. Kiss my black booty, because you're never going to get away with it. I don't feel the pressure. You could put the weight of the world on my shoulders and I flick it off like lint. Well, like a bird seed. Lint tends to hang. But you get what I'm saying. So Wu-Flu, folks, is a fraud. I'm not saying the disease isn't.
I'm saying all the things that have been garnered from this, the psychosis that it has created, it's a fraud. These vax Nazis should face war crimes. And I think that the people who fight so hard for mandatory shots have one thing. Well, I'm getting after these chumps today. I'm preaching today. They hate being wrong. You know why? Because leftists are so used to it. They're wrong about everything. I want you to imagine every day you get up and your passion, the thing that you must live, is being wrong. Because the minute you recognize it and you go, oh, wait a minute. It's like overhearing a conversation, you know, that you shouldn't have overheard. And you're hoping that the people don't discover you because they're mean-spirited people who will kill you. That's the life leftists live every day. Hoping not to get discovered. That they figured it out. Oh, Kevin, you're right. There was a coup against Trump. You're right. Joe Biden is a freaking idiot. You're right. We have no bullpen. You're right. WuFlu is a scam. You're right. Tax policy stinks the way Democrats do it. You're right. There is no real racism in America, and on and on and on. They come to these conclusions, and they come to it from listening to a free-range Negro like myself telling them. The person who should be going, oh yeah, Master Walter, what you want me to do next? You want me to chop some wood or cook some food or service the missus of the house? I threw that last one in there for fun. Anyway, these people fight hard to cover up their wrong. And so I was thinking of it this way. Let's say, for example, shots do help. Should I still have a choice of getting it? See, the idea of me getting a shot for the greater good is stupid beyond belief. If the shots worked, which they don't, but if they did, shouldn't you be happy that you got it? Because the only thing that would happen to me is I don't get the shot and I die. So what you're telling me is, no, Kevin, this is really for your good. Wait a minute, but it's for the greater good, right? No, it can't be for the greater good, Kevin, because this is to protect you. If you don't get the shot, you'll die. Well, that should be my choice, right? I mean, we have euthanasia. If I could have a choice for euthanasia, which they're considering and Democrats are all for, why can't I have a choice of not getting the shot and dying in a normal... Well, you might infect people. How am I going to infect people who get the shot? If all of us who don't get the shot say we're willing to roll the dice, and if it works... Mind your business. I would love for some stupid leftist that's out there shot Nazis to come explain that to me. Anyway, enough about that. The problems created by Democrats, folks, haven't gone away, and they will never go away. Because Democrats love their problems, and that's where they make their money, and that's the way they're programmed, is to continue to create BS. But now it's catching up with them. Who's in the bullpen? Who's going to replace Joey Demento? Well, the rumors persist that Hillary Clinton will, but the rumor was started by Hillary Clinton. Doug Schoen is a Clinton ally. And then I even saw a thing where Dick Morris says Hillary's going to run. You know why Dick said that, Dick Morris? Because Dick Morris earns his money being a former member of the Clinton team that became a, quote, Republican. But as far as the rest of the world is concerned, the rest of the Democratic Party, it's a disaster. CNN called the rumor a setup. Let me read this to you. Several circumstances are the reason why it says that she can't. He had doubts. Several circumstances give him pause. He says... Biden's low approval rating, doubts over his capacity to run for re-election at 82, VP Harris's unpopularity, the absence of another strong Democrat to lead the ticket in 2024 have created a leadership vacuum in the party, which Mrs. Clinton viably could fill the two, right? He's talking about Schoen and another guy, Stein. He says she is already in an advantageous position to become the 2024 Democratic nominee. He says below we go further. It's worth noting that neither Schoen nor Stein have sterling credentials as Democrats. Schoen worked for former New York City Mayor Bloomberg, while Stein endorsed none other than Donald Trump in 2016 against, wait for it, Hillary Clinton. Their backgrounds should give you pause about A, their intentions, and B, their analysis of the state of the Democratic Party in the 2024 field. Now, here's what I love about this. It has already conflict because Doug Schoen and Stein both are technically correct. Clinton probably is the best retread for the Democrats. Now, we know it's a puff piece for Hillary Clinton, but she is the best. There is no 2024 field of Democrats that can beat Trump or beat DeSantis or beat any Republican that we put who can come through that juggernaut. I won't even bother taking you through the rest of the pack, folks. I only need to remind you of one thing. The Democrats selected Joey Demento above them all to put into office. And I want to remind you of something. Do you remember after Joe Biden got his butt kicked in Delaware and New Hampshire and South Carolina had to save him and Clyburn did it? And then right after that, all the Democrats just laid down. That was a time when everybody would have been piling on as people were dropping out. Other people would have been trying to gain momentum and they laid down. You know why? The power structure told them, Joe Biden has been selected to be president. You're not going to make it. We will put you in the cabinet. Remember, Biden was giving out positions already. That was the first big hint that the cheat was on. It was for me. I remember going, there's no way if you're a serious candidate, you would lay down with Joe Biden having won only South Carolina because he's not that popular. But that was when he got his big momentum shift. And if you recall, I told you there were many primaries where Joe Biden ran unopposed and he didn't get 70% of the Democratic vote. They want you to believe this guy just wiped the floor with Donald Trump and every other presidential candidate in history, including Barack Obama. Anyway, I can only imagine the fear circulating among these crooks. Now they got to play it out to the bitter end. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Different show today, I'll admit it. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. One you will probably want to go back and tell your friends about. And I hope you will. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. In a strange way, 2024 is likely a repeat of 2016, except it won't be Clinton that Trump runs against. But I want to give you these parallels. Trump, the Democrats wanted Trump in 2016. They connived to get him. They wanted Donald Trump to go against Hillary Clinton because Clinton was going to be just literally walked across the finish line like she was Cleopatra. People were going to be carrying her. And what happened was Trump kicked their butts. Now, we're in pretty much the same position because Democrats are, you know, coming off the heels of a terrible resident. I don't call him a president. And the problem they have this time is there is no reprieve. Like, well, he'll just need four more years, man. Give him another chance, man. After all, he is a black leftist. Right? There's none of that for Joe Biden. The Democrats pretty much say here's a 40-something year politician we shoehorned in the big cheat, and he screwed the pooch. So he's out. And they in effect, forced Trump's hand by kicking him out. They made a guy that they couldn't destroy, and now he's going, oh, no, I'm waiting in the wings. Y'all, no. He's the guy waiting. He's Mr. T waiting on Rocky. You, I'm the real champ. You a clown. I'll kill you. You know, he's the guy out there waiting like Ali did listen. The Democrats willed what they want to happen in 2024. Whether it was unbeknownst to them, I think it is. I don't think Democrats know. They can't think strategically long term. I know, come on, Kevin, man, the Democrats, they think, you know, years into the future. No, they think they're thinking years into the future. Because, see, at the end of the day, they got to do it. They got to perform. You can steal elections and you can take over the House and the Senate, and then you can get so nutty that the public, who even Caesar knew was the real rulers of the roost, they will revolt. And boy, have they revolted. So the Democrats have to be shaking in their boots, folks, because when Trump wins the re-election, he might just decide to do a few things like look into the crimes that have been committed by some of these Democrats. I told you the other day, he's having to rethink his own vision of WooFlu. What do you think he's going to do when somebody nudges him and says, you know what? Find out where the money went. You're a money guy. Do you think Donald Trump, I can't tell you what he's going to do, but I know what I would do with the Department of Justice. I'd clean house. What are you going to do, impeach me? Not when he has both the House and the Senate. I think Trump has an opportunity. This is why I keep telling people, leave the man alone. You know, DeSantis still has a career. Don't misunderstand me. I love Ron DeSantis. I think he's great. I would like to see him be a little less blue collar, but I don't care. At the end of the day, I love the guy. Spent time with him. He's a great guy. But let me tell you, Donald Trump, because people, he'll be a lame duck president. Like, the next 4 years won't, it's just, oh, well, he's just twiddling his thumbs. Nobody's going to care. Donald Trump can do a ton because he can do things that only a president can do. He can fire this Ray of the FBI, the guy head of the FBI. He can fire the head of the DOJ. He can get rid of cabinet members. He'll probably put in another Supreme Court person. And I could go on. Are you kidding? Look, we're talking about 2 years to get to 3 years to get to that. Well, technically 3 years. I mean, we're at the beginning of the year. And then another four. In 7 years, look at the Supreme Court makeup and tell me what do you think it's going to be? Do you want Joey Demento putting somebody on there? Anyway, you want to talk about a lame duck president? Let's talk about Joe Biden. He couldn't get his $2 trillion, oh, Kevin, it was $1.9 trillion. Okay, whatever, I rounded up. His $2 trillion boondoggle passed to rob us of more money. He failed to pass his attempt to cheat at nationwide voting, disguised it under a voting rights reform, and would get indignant that people, they're not letting black people not only vote, they don't want them to count the black people vote, says the man who worked for a black president, and who supposedly won with more votes than anybody in the history of the Republic. That should tell you all you need to know. Then he says it's racist if the Senate doesn't change its filibuster rules. It's white supremacy. The very same guy who argued during the time when the Republicans held the Senate that it was foolhardy to change it. We shouldn't do it. And he gave 2 minutes of reasons why you shouldn't. Impassioned speech. Anyway, he didn't get anything done. He hasn't gotten anything done. He's not going to get anything done. People, that his own party is abandoning his ideas. People are running from being associated with Biden. I told you guys the other day, Beto O'Rourke, who's running run for governor of Texas, is being, he's like, oh, don't send Biden. No, no, please don't. No. You know, I just think that we need, he gave some play. I just think we need to run on our own. And who wouldn't want a sitting president to come run with you? Who wouldn't? You need an answer, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? I'll give you an answer. Democrats. Let's contrast that. You're running for dog catcher wherever you live, and Donald Trump calls you up and says, hey, Brian, I heard you're running for dog catcher. Did you like my support? No, you know what, Mr. President, former President Donald Trump, I don't even need... Are you kidding? This is a guy who is... I'm just running for dog... Bring it on! You're running for city council? Would you want Donald Trump to help you? Running for school board? Would you want Donald Trump to help you? Running for city... Well, I say city council. Already said it. Okay. I don't want to pull a Biden on you. Anyway, whatever it is, state legislature, Senate, what are you running for? Governor? Senator of the state? Who's going to reject Trump? Please, somebody tell me. Oh, man. When you hear the term, folks, in a state that Biden carried, you know it's BS. In a state that Biden carried, meaning during the election. See, what's happening right now, the election cycle is upon us, and people are trying to, all the Democrats are going, why don't we have any momentum? Why isn't there any wind in our sails for the guy that got 81 million votes? That covers everybody. He won districts that hadn't been won by Democrats in decades. Biden won in places that are statistical anomalies beyond belief. So Democrats are going, where's that momentum? Well, let me give you a little hint. There is none. So when you hear,
in a state that Biden carried, Democrats are wondering, blah, blah, blah.
Democrats, stop wondering. Biden didn't carry your state. He didn't carry the district. They'll give you,
oh, we're a plus three according to what Biden did in the district.
That means you were a negative four. It means the Republicans are way ahead of you. And all you got to do is place a body there that people like on the Republican side, and we're going to win. Democrats, you know, it's funny. I look back on when I said Democrats are in turmoil. I said Democrats were in turmoil in 2012. They were, but they cheated and they won. I said Democrats were in turmoil in 2016 because they shoehorned Hillary in. She wasn't popular, and Trump had massive popularity, and it was causing the Democrats to do stupid stuff. And they were in turmoil. In 2020, I said it again. Democrats have no candidate. Nobody can beat Trump. Blah, blah, blah. I was 1,000% right. So they cheated him in, and it created turmoil. In other words, leading up to that, Trump had a record now. A record of achievement. We knew what to compare to. And the Democrats still dropped a nuclear bomb. And I can tell you, as much as I believe that the Democrats were in trouble in all of those other times, and they were, they have never been in more trouble than they are right now. Never. Maybe, certainly in modern history, all the lies that Obama told are still out there. Fast and furious, Benghazi, IRS scandals, etc. And people put them on the back burner. Ah, they try to dismiss. Ah, conspiracy. Conspiracy. Now we know they will cheat. They do cheat. They ripped off the public for trillions of dollars on a scam that people are waking up to. And they have a biggest exodus of the Democratic Party I've seen in my lifetime. We're going to hit the midterms in the next hour. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.